Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would like to come back to one of the questions on why do we need to single out specifically sexual and reproductive health services and rights or education. But I mean, the paragraph is on COVID and children and education. And if you go back to the policy report, the policy brief, I should say, published by the UN Secretary General on the very specific topic of COVID and children, you will see that it has an important paragraph and quite some text on the element of child abuse and indeed teenage pregnancies that have gone up and sexual violence during lockdown and due to COVID. And if you read the recommendations made by the Secretary General, they go much further than what the Intergovernmental Working Group is discussing here. They clearly state prioritizing the continuity of child-centered services with a particular focus on equity of access. And then it goes on, the services, these services include schooling, nutrition programs, maternal and newborn care, immunization services, sexual and reproductive health services, HIV treatment, mental health, psychosocial services, birth registration, and I mean, the list is longer than that. So we're already making a very restrictive selection here. And I mean, it has to be grounded in reality that has been said by others before as well, but apparently it seems that when it is used to be progressive, or at least as progressive as this group was last year, suddenly then we need to backtrack. 20 years after the DDPA, I find myself having discussions on terminology that actually we've agreed upon beforehand, and this year it's not possible anymore. I understand that the paragraph is focusing on education, and therefore we could shorten my proposal and limit it to the same range, quality, and standard of education to enjoy that right to education. But I mean, having to delete the reference to sexual and reproductive health just because we don't like the word, I mean, again, is a very defensive approach. And there are good arguments to mention it in this specific context of COVID. So we have found other solutions in the past. There are references even in the resolution on violence against women on it, where we had a solution, and there's the element of the asterisk as well. So I would suggest that we keep this a little bit longer on the table and maybe move forward at this point with the rest of the paragraphs, because I think after this one, we are almost there, actually. So use the hour to finish the rest of it, at least, maybe.